Wake up, sleepyhead. There you are. You must still be a little groggy. I don't expect you to remember the last few hours. I've been watching you. Your little routine throughout the week makes you very predictable. And why should you have to worry? It was just a little shortcut through an alley on the walk home you had taken dozens of times. But this evening was different, wasn't it? You saw a woman. A rather beautiful one, if I do say so myself. She was bent forward and reaching deep into the back seat of her car, the soft contours of her legs visible in the dim light, wrapped in dark silk stockings that gripped her thighs, just a peak of bare skin beneath the hem of her miniskirt. She was struggling. A cute little cry of helplessness from the effort. And you, so sweet, were worried that you would scare her. Just a little dove vulnerable in the night. You kept your distance and asked if she needed a hand. And oh, how she did. Her hair fell away from her face as she slid out of the car. She smiled and looked into the eyes of the man that she had seen so many times before. Sometimes from far away, taking his picture behind a telephoto lens. Sometimes close enough to hear him breathe. While she was hidden just out of sight in the dark. He didn't recognize her. Why would he? She made very sure of that. Even now, after coming face to face with her for the first time, the details of her face are abstract, ephemeral, and just when it seems to coalesce, it swirls away like a hand through the water. There was a box, she said, that she couldn't pull from the back seat. Her heels softly clicked across the pavement as she stepped aside, their bodies brushing gently against each other for the first time. At least, as far as he knew. As he bent forward, she pulled the syringe out of her peacoat, and with a practiced hand, kissed his flesh with the needle and flooded his veins with a sedative that would whisk him off to a dreamless sleep. And, subsequently, to the chair he is sitting in right now. So tiring when you struggle. The electronic lock shackling your wrist to the armrests are very secure, I assure you. Where are you? You're in a house of mere silly. More specifically, in the haunted house on the east side of town that just opened for Halloween. Just a few hours ago, there were droves of people making their way through this maze, getting chased by people in the shadows. There's even a guy with a chainsaw at the end. Chain removed, of course. But they're long gone now. We're here alone after hours. Have the place all to ourselves. Where am I? I'm close by. See that red blinking light on the wall ahead? Just look up a little further. Yes. Smile. You're on camera. Actually, I can see you from 6 different angles on the CCTV here. I've got a very, very good look at you. Normally they start screaming for help right about now. But you're surprisingly calm. You like it. You find it sexy being watched, being wanted. Well, this is, different. To be honest, I didn't expect consent. As you can see, that wasn't a factor in the plan. But perhaps we can take advantage of this turn of events. What am I going to do to you? Well, that depends. This changes things a bit. How about this? I want to play a game. No, I'm not going to roll out the creepy doll on a bicycle and force you to chop off your dick or anything. This one is all pleasure. And depending on how well you play, I may give you a treat. We are going to play Mistress Says. Yes, it's the kinky version of Simon Says. You are going to do exactly as I say, under the condition that the command is preceded by Mistress Says. If you fail to follow the rules, I hurt you. Yes, I guess the game is all pleasure. Not necessarily for you. You see, there's a wire running across the base of the chair. When I press this button here, it completes the circuit, releasing the current and the power supply through the diode and into that sweet flesh of yours. You may feel a bit of discomfort, to put it lightly. Consequently, it gives me a little jolt as well, but more from the thrill than the shock that you'll experience. Shall I give you a little taste?
Still having fun?
You are a fascinating one. Maybe you're as much of a freak as I am. In a moment, I am going to release the electronic locks on your wrists. Then the game will begin. And, in case you get any ideas about any funny business, your ankles are still strapped to the chair. If you so much as make a sound that makes me think that you're about to call for help, I hurt you. If you attempt to remove the shackles on your ankles, I hurt you. Do you understand? Good. Mistress says, take your cock out. No stroking it just yet. Just hold it in your hand until I tell you what to do. Now, Mistress says, lightly tease yourself for me. Very good. Now, I have a little something on the table in front of me that we are going to use to show you exactly how fast, or slow, I want you to stroke it for me. That's a metronome. You are going to keep exactly to this rhythm when I say to start stroking. You're going to go both up and down per tick. Now, for the sake of simplicity, I'm going to give you a set of instructions, and I want you to follow them all as if each one is preceded by Mistress Says. Take your hand and start stroking from base to tip at the pace of the metronome. When the metronome stops, you stop. When the metronome speeds up, you speed up. Mistress Says, nod your head if you understand. Well then, Mistress Says, get stroking. Do you want to know what I'm doing behind the camera? No response. Very good. Since I am such a generous mistress, I'll tell you anyway. I'm watching you and playing with my nipples. They're hard, and not just from the cold emanating from the concrete of the security room. Watching you is exciting me. You are doing so good. I like that. Mistress says, would you like to know what she's doing with her hands? Using your words, I see. Very good. I'm running my fingers down my body. Down the sides of my navel, and in between my thighs. My legs are spread wide in this chair. I'm running my fingertips up and down, slowly itching towards my aching pussy. I'm about to change the pace. Don't forget to keep up. I'm soaking the chair here. The wetness of my cunt is dripping between my legs. I'm running my fingertips in circles around my clit. That's it. You're doing so well keeping the pace. But don't you dare come until I tell you to. How about I flesh out some more of the details? I have two fingers slipping in and out of my wet pussy. They're plunging into my cunt at the same pace that you're stroking your cock. I'm curling them towards my G-spot. Oh, and that sweet, sweet fucking come hither motion. Fuck. Mistress says, look down at your cock and imagine my tongue on it. Running from base to tip, flicking my tongue under the head, rubbing your pre-cum across my lips, spitting onto the tip and making it disappear into my mouth, sloppy and wet, taking you all the way in until I'm gagging on your cock all the way down to the hilt. Oh, my eyes are watering. My makeup is running. My throat is tight, and this slutty mouth is greedy to swallow your cum. Do you like that? Oh, your mom's are telling me you are, even if you can't say the words. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Oh, fuck yeah. Mistress says, stroke as fast as you need to get yourself off and come for me. Right now. I want every fucking drop. I own it. It's mine. And you're gonna give it to me? Oh, fuck you. Come for me. That's it. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, so good. I think you deserve a treat. I'd like to see you in the flesh. Don't go anywhere. Who might this be standing behind you, running their hands down your chest, whispering in your ear, taking a little nip at your earlobe? Does this excite you? Scare you? How about if I hold the tip of this knife to that soft skin of your throat? Maybe a little of both now. That little rush you're feeling, it's your brain's response to danger. Your amygdala is correctly detecting that your safety is at risk. In response, it's flooding your body with a concoction of chemicals. Endorphins, adrenaline, dopamine. And that little bit of fear you're experiencing tends to create a feeling of arousal in some people. People speculate that it's a defense mechanism to create a bond with others so we can increase our chances of survival. Kind of funny, isn't it? Then, there are those of us who take it a step further. Are you familiar with hematolania? Let me give you an example. When I, ever so gently, sink the tip of this knife into your neck. Shh, it's okay. A little blossom of blood blooms from the cut. I don't need to explain the metaphorical significance that we assign to blood in terms of life, death, power. We've heard it a million times. But it evokes the same feeling of seeing liquid spill from flesh Just like when cum spurts out the tip of your cock. Let me clean this up for you. You see, these feelings of tension between us, power, vulnerability, fear, excitement, you and I are feeding off of each other. So when I hold this knife to your throat in one hand and grab your hard prick in the other, we fuel an infinite feedback loop. Kind of like our endless reflections stretching on forever in this mirror maze. Metaphors aside, the power of visual stimuli in sexual encounters can't be overstated, can it? I think it's time we see each other, face to face. You didn't expect me to completely reveal myself, did you? This bunny mask over my eyes has its own appeal, though, doesn't it? To be honest, with all the drugs I shot you up with earlier, this is all just gonna be a hazy fever dream for you anyway. But what can I say? I like to be festive. And what good slutty Halloween costume would be complete without a tiny pair of panties and a tight top showing off my perfect breasts? I think I want to fuck you, reverse cowgirl, while you sit in the chair, so we can watch ourselves from every angle. Are you gonna be a good boy for me if I unlock your ankle restraints with a remote in my hand here? Good. Get on your knees and take my panties off with your teeth. That's it. You look so good on your knees, looking up at me. So good that I think I have to grab you by the neck and taste you on my lips. While you're down there, why don't you put that mouth to good use? Here, let me put my leg on the chair. Now, Pat, taste me. Yes. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, yeah, that's good. Flick your tongue against my clit. Ah, yes. Get me nice and wet and ready for you, pet. Oh, is my little toy hard again? Good. Stand up. Let me pull my hair aside so you can unlace the back of this bodice for me. Won't be needing that anymore. Be a dear for me and take the rest of your clothes off, pet. Good. Now, sit. So obedient. Very good. Now, I'm gonna turn around and sit on your lap. Let me just slide you, oh, between my lips, back and forth. That's good. Oh, do you like how wet I am? Oh, just the way your cock slides in between my pussy. Oh, that's so good. I think it's time I squeeze my tight, wet cunt around this dick. Fuck yeah. Oh, my good little pet. Oh, get a good look at us. All around us. How do you like seeing your cock stretch me out from every angle? Play with my nipples for me.
Oh, just like that. Need my tits. Oh, squeeze. Oh, squeeze and pull my nipples. Oh, yeah. Oh, you feel better than I imagined. Oh, my little plaything. So desperate to be used. Oh, that's it. Oh, that dick is mine. Harder. I said harder. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting close, but... Oh, I don't want to come this way. Oh, lay down, puppy. Get on your back. Good boy. I'm gonna take you for a ride. Let me just sit on top of you. Oh, and get this cock back inside of me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, this is where you're meant to be. Beneath me. Dominated. Oh, your cock being used like my own personal sex toy. Oh. Let me grip that throat of yours. Oh, this is getting hard to breathe, baby. I don't care. I'm gonna push you right up to the edge and keep you there until I get what I want. And I am getting close. Oh, not a damn thing between your dick and the tight hole of this pussy. Oh, do you want to cream pie the little freak that's been obsessing over you? I fucking know you do. Oh, you're gonna fill me. Oh, every drop of cum in your fucking body. Oh, it's mine. Oh, fuck. Now, give it to me. Come. Come with me. That's it. Oh, fucking fill me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes! Your eyes, catch your breath. As much as I have enjoyed this, I'm afraid it's your bedtime. Yep, just another little stick and it's okay. It's done. Just let it carry you off to sleep. Sorry, darling. Had the syringe taped under the chair. I always come prepared. You'll come to in a little while. Just enough time for me to scrub the feed. Once I take a copy, of course. You sleep well now, darling. Maybe we can do this again sometime. Nighty-night.